answer to right now. Or you, it would just be speculation.
But it's something that you have to think about. But this is why I tell people, you know, try to get into cryptocurrencies that are cheaper and try to get into cryptocurrencies that are going to be implemented within society. Because something like Ethereum, it's a good coin, but now it's having a lot of issues.
Okay.
And it's already at 2,000-3,000 a coin. So now those issues, the price might go right back down. And anyone who's buying Ethereum at $2,000-$3,000, there's a chance they could really lose their money. So
this is what I'm worried about, because I done invested in some coins. I got some stuff. But you ain't saying none of those names. So is the company that I'm dealing with no good anymore?
Were you
is
watching my coin- IG? Did you pick them off of an Instagram post? And you're
no,
like,
I got somebody who's like, okay, so you know them people, they used to have the meetings in the basement of somebody's house, and they had you know what I'm talking about. And you go to the people them house, and they had all, and you, and it was had all the pyramid schemes and stuff like that.
I was about to say, sounds like a
multi-level. Yeah,
you remember them over the year, UK. The multi-level marketing. Don't get me started. And they used to have one IMG or some stuff
all
like that.
Them, yes.
Okay, all of them. And it was one white, one not melanated guy that was used to run the whole thing. Yeah,
always.
Yeah. And he with a black wife. Anyways, I talk the things. So we went down in the basement, and these people said, this is the lick. Okay. So I'm looking at them like, I go home, but my homeboy and my homegirl, who's very much in it, and they're also part of the Seventh Day Adventist community kind of. So they're like, this is it. This is the wave. So I put some change in it.
Okay.
But I didn't hear you say those names, so I'm a little bit worried now. I'm like, oh, Father. Yeah.
I was worried from when you started the whole basement jump off, but
you know them.
You asked them the top three. He said there's many out there.
There's many great projects out there.
Oh my god!
But there's many great projects, but my main three that I tell people to get in now because of the current market situation. I tell people VeChain, because VeChain was already at 35-40 cents, right, and now it's back at 6 cents. And it's going to be implemented within society. So the price is definitely going to go back up.
What about blockchain? Oh, my God. He took too long to answer. I'm faint. Oh, no. Heard of it?
Like blockchain coin?
Yeah.
I don't know too much about that.
They might have got me, y'all. Yeah. We're gonna find out. I gotta download the app again. Father,
see, Kaya, this is the whole point of this show today.
No, you know what? When I first got, you know what? This is why sometimes I have to talk about this, because people don't understand this. When I first got out of prison, I was bamboozled by a lot of stuff, man. A lot of people got. I told you, people don't understand. And one day I'm gonna tell y'all this story, because I actually got. These people don't even know I was the first person to get swindled by the Tinder swindler. I was the first one. They got me when I got home. I swear I got kicked out of my bank because this guy made me do some wild stuff on my bank account. I swear. When I got home, I needed someone to protect me. This is terrible. They got me. I swear. But coin, I swear, they got me.
But it's good now, because now you know about more coins. But there's just as long as the project has something of value that's going to be useful, there's nothing wrong. Just when you look at coins, you really just got to check where the coin's coming from. Like if there's no creator to the coin, if the creator's not showing a face, then
sketch.
I like that as an idea. So Kai, you got to go back and look at the team.
That's it.
Look at the team behind your currency. It could be a bunch of multimillionaire Fortune 500 people.
Ciao. I pray.
All now, right.
Let so, us pray.
Optimism.
Yes.
And also another thing is, when you're looking at coins, don't just listen to what celebrities say.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah. If you hear a coin that you're interested in that they mention, go do your research on that coin before just blindly listening to exactly what they're saying, because a lot of people do that and then they end up losing money.
Was it one or two things? One, they're either getting what do you call it? Either is it paid advertisement, or in two, they got money to spare. Not like we do. Like, oh, if they lose it, It's like, ah, okay, drop in a bucket. For us now, next thing you know, you're losing your house.
Oh, no, yeah. But if you think about it, the level of influence that some of these celebrities have, if they could buy a coin super cheap and then tell their millions of followers, go buy the coin. The coin jumps, they sell their coin, and the coin is worth nothing anyways. So then they make a couple thousand, a couple hundred thousand, a couple million, and then they pull out. Mm-hmm. And then that leaves the follower with absolutely nothing.
That's the pyramid scheme. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what ends up happening. Everybody put in 5,000 to get 20,000, and all the top people get, when you get to the bottom, they be like, hey, we don't know what happened.
Okay, it's totally not like that.
Did you bring in your eight people? I'm frightened. I'm gonna tell you. No, I think that's what happened to me. They got me. This one you talking about might be good, but I think the people got me. Yo, I ain't heard of these people in a long time.
Now I'm understanding the basement meeting.
I know. Now I'm understanding it a little more. It had nothing to do with crypto.
And then next thing you know, the team is just John from around the way, and you're just like, ah.
But now, so basically, I had asked you a little bit off air, but just to understand, and even just from your perspective, in terms of mining, for those who might have heard the term, or who might be interested, can you share a little bit of what you know about mining?
I don't know too much about mining, but if you are mining, like, it is passive income, like, you are getting income, but you should also use that money to also invest it, like I said, into projects like VeChain and Cardano and XRP, like.
So, and for those who are listening, so what it means to mine, and correct me anywhere where I'm off, but it's basically where you set up some computers at your house, and those computers basically run, and it's almost like they create crypto, right? And so, this was brand new information for me, but it's like, so it's like crypto is something that could be mined, could be created. Got it. So as we're mining, as your computers are mining for you, it's like it's generating a certain amount of revenue. Mm-hmm. Your only cost is actually your power, because it's generating, it's running, you're running multiple computers, you're paying for your electricity, it heats up your house, which is an advantage for the winter. These are all the different things that I came to understand. But it makes a certain amount of money every day. Like, it might be a little bit of money, but it's making money every day as it's generating, as it's mining.
There's even apps where, like, they give you even just crypto for walking, for steps and stuff. There's certain apps. Yeah, my cousin showed me that app recently. So
okay, see, so there's,
so there's
okay,
a whole bunch of ways,
of mining. Okay, but so it's just because, for, again, like I said, for somebody like myself, I felt mining was a bit more up my alley, because it could be an initial investment, and then it just sits there. And it just generates. And the more you make, you could actually invest in more computers to generate more.
Yeah, it's extra.
Et cetera, right? Okay, so then, all right, so that's awesome. So I feel this has been extremely, extremely powerful. Now, before we wrap up and let you give your contacts and stuff like that. Now, for what you do, can people just send you money and say, invest in for me? Like, is that... I'm just asking, because there's somebody listening. Somebody's listening, like, yo, I don't even want to go through all that, bro. You sound like you know what you're talking about.
For a fee,
can I
what's
just
up?
Send you five bills and you make that do what it has to do in my name? And how does that work? Can I send you 2,000 and you do it for me? Like, how does this work?
I tell people it's always better to actually do it yourself, because that's how you learn. Once you start to understand what's going on, and once you start to get familiar with the exchanges and crypto, then you're going to be more confident to do it for yourself.
Okay.
But,
okay, so my situation is I can't read. I don't read. I don't write. I have a problem.
Yeah.
And you have the know-how, and I have the money. Do you charge a fee? Do you have a service that you provide that someone could say, handle my crypto finances, and you will earn residuals off of said money?
So I offer a one-on-one mentorship, and I speak about digital currency, crypto concepts, and alternative viewpoints. I also research different crypto projects, and I have research documents over 100 for each crypto project. So you have all the things that you need in order to understand your crypto project.
Mm-hmm.
And I also hand out like research papers that guide you through the material so you understand what the white paper is talking about. But like, I basically break down every step of the way. And in the 1 hour or 2 hour presentation, depending on which package you buy, I offer like ways to view the market, what to do, like how to look at them, different strategies, tactics, you know. I explain from a different perspective how you should look at the market and how they get people to sell their assets. And I go more in detail about just different projects and stuff, and just examples.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So nice. Someone could learn from that. And if it, go ahead, please.
Yeah, and also, I give crypto news and updates. So to keep everybody in tune with what's going on with real authentic information, like not what the media is mm-hmm. telling people to do. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah. So, hey guys, now's the time to that you might want to let off some of those things. Hey guys, now's the time to buy. Hey, this is the new one. And if you're looking to get this done, these are the ones that you want to be involved in. So you're sending out all updates.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you guys, like I said, I took the workshop, myself and my son. We took it for the 2-hour workshop. I recommend it to any and everybody who is interested. Like, it is, it's an amazing, amazing package you put together that, like, everything. Like, and definitely, please let the people know, because it's something that, as you're starting in the times that we're in right now, guys, we need to diversify. You definitely want to connect with Matthew. Let him school you. Let him go through the workshop. But the information, even after the fact, the support we get after the fact is huge. And like I said, even within the OFC, as an OFC member, we even have an OFC crypto club where Matthew does share stuff within our WhatsApp group, and everybody who is involved in investing, we're able to benefit off that information. So in terms of contacts, how people get in contact with you, because you know your phone is going to be ringing off the hook. After this interview, people are going to be like, yo, Matthew is the way. So, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
You could actually contact me through Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's operator31 underscore. That's my Instagram. My website is on it. It's operation31.com. You could find it on my Instagram page. And I offer a Discord service and basically 24/7 live support. So any questions that you have, you could actually ask via our Discord or our Instagram page, and we'll get back to you within that day. So, like, any questions you have, like, mm-hmm. if you're unsure of anything, we're there to help you. And we also, with the presentations that we offer, we also help with setting up your crypto exchange,
bro. So. And for OFC members and anybody who messes with the OFC, if you're on the OFClink.com, if you just search crypto, Matthew will come up. He's our crypto instructor. So that's the OFClink.com. Just pop it up. You're popping crypto there and you'll get it. And I have to say, I don't know if you want to talk prices right now. I think the prices for your workshop are extremely reasonable, but it's up to you if you want to talk to them or not. Mm-hmm. I know people are like, yo, is it $1,000 for the 2-hour course? It's very, very reasonable in terms of how much you charge. Mm-hmm. It's up to you if you want to share it now, or when people contact you, you could give them the prices and whatnot. It's up to you.
When you guys contact me, we can set up a... We could set up which package is best suited for you. Mm-hmm. But I tell people this is the time to get into crypto. Like, mm-hmm. the prices right now are extremely cheap.
Yep.
And if you are interested, like, you have to take it with some type of urgency, because when the markets go back up, you know, there's no guarantee it's going to wait for you.
That's just really what it is. And again, just for the amount of time that you spend doing the research, that itself, like, I know the value of time. I know, like, so the amount that you charge for your package and the amount of information that you're sharing, it's, guys, it might as well be free. Take advantage. You're welcome. On behalf of the Empower Hour, we've given you this opportunity to get rich. Remember us when you're rich and your children are rich off the information you learned today. All right, just remember us, we're here. You want to say something else?
Yeah. Like I said, you know, just don't be scared. Just get into the market. You know, you're going to learn gradually. Everything, it's a process, you know. Just learn how to master your emotions. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we are here to help you. You know, we want to see everybody do well. We want to see everybody make the most out of their money. So, you know, and this is the time to make money.
My goodness. Matthew, thank you so much. Do we have anything else? Any final words anybody else want to add? Matthew, I thank you again for being a guest with us. So you are our first official guest on the Money Making March. So thank you. You hit it out the park. We're looking forward to, you know, what is to come in the future. And again, we want to encourage everybody, please do not waste any time. Like Matthew said, the now is the time. So you want to capitalize on that opportunity. You're looking for his contact info. You could check him again on Instagram, or if you're on the OFC, check OFClink.com. And your website again is
Operation 31.com,
guys. Again, Matthew, thanks for being with us. And now we're going back into a second mix from the one and only Lady Savage. It is Off the Chain. Mm-hmm. Let's get it.
This piano piece may well sound ordinary to you, until you realize that it was taught to young Chloe just last week by Janet, who's still teaching at 81. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
DJ Furious Savage is live.
Let's go.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're here at the line where people are doing it the old-fashioned way. They're just filling out bubbles here. I want to turn some of these people around and ask you guys, sir, can I ask you what your lucky numbers are?
I'm going to pick 14, 24, 2, 7, and 15.
Oh, those are your lucky numbers. Can I tell you what? Do you know your chances of winning?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. You're right. Let me tell you, it's 1 out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though. Am I right?
I hope so. I hope so.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of
oh, okay. That's not good. That's a totally different answer. That's probably not the answer that we're looking for.
Fast, newest Stenos, brand new Max. I'm fresh out getting this money. I can't sit up on my ass, I ain't no dummy. So please don't talk to me if it ain't my no. Shmoney, heard they lit some shots off your game, start running. Little bro wants some shmoney. Shmoney, spit that block, he done it. Brand new chop with a tummy. Hooked on a stick like funny. Brand new Stanley, run it now. Look, pop this pop. Had to put my wrist inside the bowl and scrape some shmoney. Shmoney. They told me right it was coming home. I put them up some money. Shmigo, we back on the throne. Ready to fuck the throne. Shmoney, 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 shmoney. I'll make some brand new money. Shmoney, shmoney, shmoney. I'm fresh out to the house. Shmoney, shmoney, I just made some brand new money. Shmoney, shmoney. Your lip, she thick, but my lip, she better. That lip, the teeth, but I already hit it. Look at very slippy though, look at very pissy though. You finna snitch. My bitch took the hammer, my bitch open this. My little too handle, my butt they work for. Don't go broke like him. Gotta keep the shit. Too legit to jam up. Fresh about the brakes, fresh about the slam up. Fresh about Atlanta, bitch. It's big 300 bands. My neighbors think I'm selling bricks, my nephew think I'm selling. My bitch, she on the purchases, her sister's on the phantom. So if it ain't about this money, make it quick. Come on, they ain't hungry on this. I got 150 rest around my wrist. Hey, and I just rest in those quarters around my neck. I'll make some bread
money. I'm trying to f*** a n***a's lungs up. They be like, nah, don't put them guns up. Yeah, say big brother bring them guns out. When it smoke, we can get the spinning while the sun out. I ain't never lacking, I pump gas with my gun out. Scream out what's happening to get the bus until it run out. All these I don't like what they got, it ain't no fun now. 762 big as hell, a knocking lungs out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kick your throat, get on the floor. 5, 6, 7, 8. Don't make no noise, I eat your face. 9, 10, 11, we ain't gon' say that, and it won't OJ. I'ma kill 14, the 13 play. I think my drink hole might be gay. Why? Cause he blow, I just got a brand new lolly. There's a folk, call me an auto, yes, man. I don't know. You can send your best man, you gon' lose your best hitter. What the f*** is that? What the f*** is that? That's how I step on.
Yeah, my connection, I set my wrist back to leave. Then my drip back, drip back, we Ferrari with that. I tell him about told his ex, she ain't getting that back. I call baby, yo, where that stick at?
Tell him what's gon' get back.
If they ask up, we gon' fix that. My new ain't with that chit-chat.
You know you ain't getting your back.
When I do it, I
did that with your good, I ain't taking my wish back. This cost half a ticket, just test it, go Draco for a mishap. It's a Barbie on my wrist hat, I ain't at the bus stop, my bus back. Even S is but bustin', so so fat is but bustin', back so full is but bustin', driving foreigns but bustin'.
Quay! We like, no question, bad press. Don't like good boys,
I like hustlers,
I'm talking like,
I got a few questions.
I'm that guy, don't miss your press, life's too short if you around here stressed out. Don't fail, she walk, just slip up, nobody move but us to stick up. SF90 sound like you got hiccups, no matter what when I call,
I pick up.
Tell me all the business, ain't spilling my teacup. Go to sugar patty, breaking up with Megan up. I'm a little busy, go shopping till I finish.
Then send me with the AMX, I don't need a limit.
Everybody 700, this is not a rental. Yellow Lamborghini coupe, this is not a lemon.
VVS is but bustin', so so fat is but bustin', that's so full is but bustin', driving foreigns but bustin'. I'm tryna ball, I just caught me some hoops. Blonde on my inches, brown on the roof. Candy apple, sticky red back, not the fruit. Caught me them cute double C's on my boots.
I'm a little busy, go shopping till I finish.
Then send me with the AMX, I don't need a limit.
Everybody 700, this is not a rental. Yellow Lamborghini coupe, this is not a lemon.
I'm like a boss, go sex up on the scarf. Burberry accessory, I don't ever take a loss. Big boots, I like it real. Big sticks on the clips. It's giving what it took that I might get this on the lip.
I came up with a list. I told my youngin' don't hit me till he off the list. And they say that it's lit. How come whenever they see me, they never do this? Try to run, but he trip. Broke it, broke quick in a blicky till he don't exist. Got a Glock with a stick. And I've been itching to put a new op in a split. I'm addicted to spinning. Who trying to go sin it? LeBron don't take pictures because he always drillin'. My thrillers are hit him. I swear they some villains. I drop a bag, they gon' kill a whole village. Itching to up it, been feeding to brush him. I have a tilt on his brains in the slush. Suckle up, pluck him. They gotta rush him. Who he supposed to be left from dripping and gushing? He saw the gun, started panicking, ain't no discussion. We left the script like a mannequin, shouldn't have been bluffing. Do a hit out the whip, then we vanish and open his muffins. For that that he said in his song, I don't stab, I gon' kill him. I came up with a licks. I told my youngin' don't hit me till he off the list. And they say that is lit. How come whenever they see me, they never do this? Try to run, but he trip. Broke it, broke it, get a blick until he don't exist. Got a Glock with a stick, and I've been itching to kill him with the splits.
Say you my I'm be your killer, nobody gon' play with you when I'm with you. Go against any like this little skeet off third on beat. I put it in for you, I stand for you, whatever you with, I'm with it. How you gon' cross the dick out rockin' with you, I got you lit in the city. I been multitasking, rapping and being the daddy to my little children. I been spinning on business and spinning and spinning and spinning until I'm dizzy. I do all the smack, need no stuff but help with none of you killin'. You doin' a lot of cap, watch when I catch, I'm whack in front of the witness. My you trippin', we could've been superstars. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now it's not safe for you. You switch like a
little.
My you trippin', we could've been superstars. Now I'm reminiscing. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now you better keep your distance, cause it's not safe for you. You switch like a little.
Yesterday's price is not today's price. Why?
We've been
rather wrecking
cars.
What is
that jambo?
What is
that
stage
for us?
Kicking up on the
road.
Bring it
all
well,
hot
exposed mess.
Keep it hot.
DJ Serious Savage.
And so we fell off the spinning tops.
It's a
but you my be your killer, nobody gon' play with you when I'm with you. Go against any like this little skeet off third on bitch. I put it in for you, I spin for you, whatever you with, I'm with it. How you gon' cross the dick out rockin' with you, I got you lit in the city. I been multitasking, rapping and being the daddy to my little children. I been spinning on business and spinning and spinning and spinning until I'm dizzy. I do all the smack, need no stuff but help with none of you killin'. You doin' a lot of cap, watch when I catch, I'm whack in front of the witness. My you trippin', we could've been superstars. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now it's not safe for you. You switch like a little. My you trippin', we could've been superstars. Can't help it, now I'm reminiscing. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now you better keep your distance, cause it's not safe for you. It's like a blue. Track hard with the kit. Snatch off from the when I slide. Nightlight on the blick. Bet I'm on my when I'm outside. So them ran down. Caught them the pants down. I knew the perk was fake, but I still ate it cause I'm a grim. Yeah, cut those bins. KTV. Back door wide open. Wait till my sniper get out. All you gonna die. Time rolling. Bustin' on my opponent. No half stepping. Crunch my arms totally. Wood jet broke with no motion. Sleeping on sofas. Creeping in highs like roaches. I done went cage and stays the cage. Now Freeman, baby, can't keep me, baby. I beat them cases. They already hate me. They gon' want me dead when I'm on probation. Oh, y'all think, look, yeah. Y'all
y'all ain't seen nothing yet, I promise. Can't take me, can't guard me. I be on the floor, man.
Grow your business online by building a digital storefront with simple e-commerce tools supported by an e-commerce advisor. Apply for up to $2,400 in grants at canada.ca/digital-adoption. A message from the Government of Canada.
No, if you weren't awake before, you awake now. These mixes are just...
Serious Savage. Lady Serious Savage just coming with that heat.
No, I like that name. I think it's suitable.
Yeah. No, no, because she just tears the whole shit up,
yeah,
no?
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Because it's after 8, so I can say shit.
Okay. You know, no, you cannot. But...
Indeed. Indeed.
Well, here we are. It is time for us to get educated on what's going on in the world. Montreal and all Canada and in the world. Tammy T is going to let us know what's going on in her news report segment. What's the tea, Tammy?
What it do, Empower Our listeners? It is your homegirl, Tammy. You already know I'm coming through with some news. First and foremost, I hope all of y'all are doing good. So I'm sending y'all some love and light. And if you're not feeling 100%, just know that hard times do not last. Hard people do. So chin up, crown on. You already know you got this. As usual, y'all know I like to talk a lot. I have so much to say, so little time. So if you guys want to touch base with me during the week, if y'all want more information, more news, more tea, more rants, make sure you check me out on Instagram at Tammy Tuesdays. So TammyTuesdayz. Now, to start off, we're going to talk about some community updates. Gala Dynasty is hosting their 6th edition of their gala. How dope is that, right? According to their website, this gala is a unique gala in Quebec that aims to reward personalities from the Black communities who distinguish themselves in the fields of arts and culture and whose achievements and accomplishments deserve to be recognized. Now, I'm not going to name all of the categories. Some of them are, for example, Francophone Artist or Group of the Year. Some of the nominees are Ciseaux, Impasse, Connaisseur Ticazo. There's also artists or musical group of the year who have distinguished themselves internationally. Some of the nominees are Kay Trinada, Naya Ali, Zach Zoya. I mean, we're talking about amazing artists. So big round of applause for all the nominees, for all of the hard work of Gala Dynasty over the many years that they've been doing this for. I think it's amazing, especially because they are promoting Black excellence from our community, right? And once again, you know, the Gala Dynasty basically, you know, they're denouncing the racism that affects our community, right? We are not taken into consideration when, you know, these big mainstream platforms host these galas and award ceremonies and, you know, best of the year, this, that, and the next. We are rarely taken into consideration. So they went on and created their own gala, which I think is amazing. But y'all know how I do. I like to keep it a buck. And I like to bring forth some questions, right? And some observations. I find it slightly hypocritical for the gala to be denouncing the systemic racism that our community faces, right? So we are not given a seat at the white people table. And then they will go on and have their gala on March 5th. While COVID restrictions, so the vaccine passport is in effect. So again, we're denouncing the discrimination that we are living as a melanated community, and then we go on and have a gala in the name of Black excellence while discriminating against unvaccinated melanated people. For me, I find it slightly hypocritical. But again, you know, these are just discussions that we need to have amongst ourselves in the community. Another discussion that would be great to have with Gala Dynasty and or other galas like them that promote Black excellence is that our Anglophone artists and our Anglophone personalities and public figures are rarely taken into consideration. So usually it is always French personalities. So again, you know, we still see that there is that gap and that division within our Black communities, the French and the Anglophone. We definitely need to bridge that gap. So I always like to, you know, call it like it is and bring forth my questions and my opinions in hopes that we can find solutions as a community. So either way, go on to their website to go see who won. Big round of applause to everyone for all the amazing, you know, things that every artist and the Gala Dynasty is doing. They are, once again, on their sixth edition. That's huge. That's huge. That's Black excellence, y'all. So to get into weekly news, child, oh my God. We're going to get to this tea first, okay? Breastfeeding mom, Miss Ayla Morvad, was asked to leave a Lush cosmetic store by a manager in Fairview Point Claire Mall. So basically, the store manager went up to her, mentioned that there are designated areas for breastfeeding and that she couldn't breastfeed in the Lush cosmetic store. Obviously, the mother went on to report the incident to the mall service center, and they did apologize, and they offered her a gift certificate. But at the end of the day, the trauma is already there. Now, what I find mind-boggling is that CTV broke this story, and they shared this information. So the story, the news, they shared it on their Facebook page, and the comments... Y'all, I don't even know what to categorize them at, okay? but here, let me go and read some to y'all. So one person says, save the feeding for the car or feed at home. One person said, I'm a mother and I wouldn't whip my boob out in a store because I realize the world does not revolve around me. One person even went on to say, the kid is old enough to eat solid food. If he starved for 15 minutes in a store, the mother doesn't know how to feed him. I mean, y'all... I don't even know where to start. For myself, as a mother of four who breastfed her four kids, I will feed my kids anywhere. And ain't nobody gonna come and tell me otherwise, okay? Like, if y'all are uncomfortable, then that's your business. You know, if you guys are over-sexualizing a mother breastfeeding her child and that makes you uncomfortable, that's on you. That's not on me. I am doing what Mother Nature has allowed me to do, and that's give sustenance to my children, right? So anyways, all that to say, although there are no specific laws covering breastfeeding in Quebec, the Charter of Human Rights and Freedoms does protect people against discrimination based on age, religion, or sex. So this would definitely fall under the sex label because only women can breastfeed. So it would be considered discriminatory under, once again, the Charter of Human Rights and Freedoms. Which brings me to the importance of all of us knowing our rights. It's impossible to know them all, but some of these key ones, y'all, we definitely need to know them. Now, this brings me to another point. Bridgestone, which is a tire manufacturer in Joliet, was forced to close operations for a few days due to a severe cyber attack, right? You know, y'all, it's time to tighten up those passwords, okay? Lots of cybersecurity experts are raising awareness to the possibility of more and more cyber attacks arising because of the ongoing conflicts currently between Russia and Ukraine, and of course, with all the various countries, that does include Canada, that are out here sanctioning Russia. So we need to be more aware of our surroundings, right? So we need to be aware of our freedoms and rights. You know, we need to be aware of laws, and we need to be aware of our surroundings, right? So make sure you're checking your bank accounts. Make sure you're checking your credit card statements. Make sure you're changing your passwords. Make sure you're keeping tabs on all of that, because reality is, there is a possibility of having more cyber attacks, y'all. So let's make sure we keep eyes on our things. Now, talking about keeping eyes on things, this is a situation that happened a few days ago. It's very worrisome. So Cégep Marie-Victorin was evacuated due to the presence of an armed man. Now, luckily, no one was hurt. Someone was brought in for questioning, but was later released because they had nothing to do with the incident. It does bring back old memories and open up old wounds. If you guys remember September 13th, 2006, there was the Dawson shooting where Kim Virgil shot and killed Anastasia Rebecca D'Souza while wounding 19 others. And I can personally attest to knowing Kim Virgil personally. We went to the same high school. He was a year older than me. Very nice young man, quiet, but very funny, respectful. So never in a million years would I have thought him capable of doing something like that. So now we're seeing the presence of an armed man in East Egypt. Now, although I do applaud the quick response from, you know, the Egypt's security team and also the police force that got the situation under control quickly, it is still very worrisome, especially because of everything that we have lived through in the last 2 years with COVID, the mandates. You know, a lot of us have suffered mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. So I think that we definitely need to be aware of our surroundings as well. Now, what is the government going to do to ensure the security of the students in CEGEPS, universities, high school? I mean, this is a conversation that we need to have, and we definitely need to put some pressure where the pressure needs to be for the government to come through with a plan. Because if there's one thing that needs to be protected, it's definitely the students, right? We need to protect our kids. So I guess we're going to need to pay attention. Election time is coming up, y'all. October is coming quick. So we're going to keep on looking at what the different political parties are bringing to the table. And from there, we'll be able to make some choices come election time. So my time is up, y'all. I wish y'all a great week. Once again, if you guys want to connect with me, please do so on Instagram, Tammy Tuesdays. And I will catch y'all soon. Okay? Stay blessed. Peace.
Peace and grand rising, y'all. So this is the entertainment section, and we're going to talk about what's going on in Weirdo Land, because, you know, these celebrities have been doing the most. Anyways, including myself, because, you know, I plan on being right there with them being weird, too. So,
But before you dive in, you know, I do it every time. Of course. But Tammy was just talking about the Gala Dynasty, because as you just said, I was like, oh, right, you were talking about a celebrity. So we do have to give an extra shout out. So first off, Tammy always comes to that heat. But I want to just take a second to give that extra shout out to the Gala Dynasty, because, you know, Tammy did hit some things on the head in terms of the discrimination. But at the same time, they are creating a platform for our artists, for our entertainers. So I gotta give them their props and throw Tammy her flowers for what she keeps doing every week.
Oh, and if we want to refer back to Tammy, I want to just say about the whole breastfeeding situation. Listen, if men can be in these streets without a shirt when it's hot, I don't understand how we're even having these conversations feeding their children.
But anyways, I'm still off people. I'm off people in general. Yeah. But
sorry,
Kai. You know, like we like to just jump in 2 feet.
No. It's all good. It's all good, y'all, because that's what time it is. So there's a couple different things that I wanted to touch on. First of all, a happy birthday, Shaquille O'Neal. It is Shaq's 50th. And Shaq is out here acting a fool in these streets, as he should, you know?
He's getting his heaven points. Like, Shaq's out here just being good to people. That's and just good. Being a good person.
Yeah, you know what? And different from what we know from him, so that's great.
You ain't lying.
No, we love that. We love that about him, you know?
Growth is important.
Growth is important. And that's what we'll focus on, the growth. We love that part. Happy birthday, Shaq. Happy birthday, brother. Mm-hmm. That is a big brother, by the way. I think, which size is Shaq?
7'2". Oh, his shoes?
I think 17. 20.
No. That's small for Shaq.
I think
Shaq.
He's a 17 or...
Yeah, no, 18. Don't Shaq wear size like 26 shoe?
Oh, I
don't
know, God, but 26.
Shoe store Tony's on Green Street has a replica of his shoes.
Yeah, in the window.
No, actually, it's in 23. The store now.
Okay.
But I think it's an 18.
It's size 23?
No, 23.
23. 23, yeah. I thought it was like something like 20-something.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
I watched a little clip about Shaq the other day, and he was talking how he created his Shaq brand with Walmart. And it was just because, you know, like it was Reebok. He had a brand, and it's like somebody came batting him up because the child couldn't buy the shoe, and he's like, you know what?
Yeah.
He's like, Reebok, you guys keep all that. You know, he's like, keep whatever money.
He cut his ties with him. He said, keep it. Keep whatever.
He's like, and I'll fulfill my side. I'll still wear the Reeboks or whatever.
On the game. For the games. That's like, I promise.
I'm going to start to sell Shaq shoes. And it was like, yo, that's awesome. A genius move, because then all these poor people could just now afford Shaq.
Poor people, you mean?
Okay, well, people who can't afford $200-$300 kicks.
There you go.
All right.
People who are smarter with their money.
Yes, I like that. Who invest in crypto instead of sneakers. But, amen. You know, so anyways, big shout out to them and big shout out to Shaq.
Yeah, shout out to Shaq. Another brilliant brother out there. And, you know, even though he acts crazy sometimes, I feel like we just got to give him all his props. But
give credit where credit's due.
No, Soulja Boy.
Soulja's my man. What are you talking about?
Soulja Boy is a genius. You know, we all had a little negative die that was cast around him and his relationship with Teddy Riley's stepdaughter.
He was toxic.
Yeah, he was. So was she. So was she, I hate that we always blame the men. This is the problem for me.
I'm an equal opportunist when it comes down to calling someone out in their toxicity.
I feel like she knew how to put on for the cameras. Like she knew how to tone it down for the cameras. But I felt like she broke them a lot because she's like, this is going to make for excellent footage. So, you know, you'd be like, wait till we get over to my mama's house. I'm going to be like, such and such and such. I'm going to make him trip out. The camera's going to love it. And she get over there and start it up because she know Teddy Riley going to jump in it. Like, girl, you cut it out. Leave that man alone. They got out soldier out here looking crazy. He was like, I am not crazy. She is doing things.
They were in a third party relationship too.
Yeah, they was doing a lot.
Yeah, because he has a relationship with that, you know, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Not the singer, but
He's definitely.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, no, he's definitely a good addict. We know.
Yeah,
this.
Definitely.
Right. So she was sharing her bed with.
He be talking like this,
Tina,
all day. Uh-oh. Talking like that, all day.
Really?
I bugged out his head.
Soldier, I thought it was just chronic all day. I thought these guys were going back to back.
Yeah, so he can't tell me nothing.
Right.
You know, it's like when Rashida used to say that on Love and Hip Hop. See, I was here, but I'm not really here.
Right.
That's Soulja Boy and like his mental. So
okay.
Him.
So I seen that I really never realized that this was a thing, right? But you know, Soulja had a song, Kiss Me Through the Phone, where he had put that phone number in there. And he had a phone number in Kiss Me Through the Phone, and a lot of people tried to call his number, but he actually had the number registered, and it was like he was able to like get residuals off this number for people who actually they could call or text Soulja Boy. Listen, Soulja Boy is so smart. I didn't realize this before, y'all, but I seen, I was like, say word, this young man, Mike Jones did the same thing too. He got super rich off of this, but he was like, anyways,
for real, if he's smart.
So I want to just talk about this a little bit because being innovative in the industry is something that's very, very important. But I want to go to the exact something. So, Soulja Boy, they say Soulja Boy is really a genius. He finessed everyone who called 678-999-8212. Now, this number was a free service, but it let fans and celebrities connect with who you were actually looking at. First one to do it and really blew it out the water. And you know what? I said, I'm about to put a phone number in a song. This is actually amazing. Now I got to figure out how I can make it interactive so that when the people actually say it's be the messages that are siphoned out, you know, and you get the ones that you feel like are just true fans and you actually have generated messages that send it back to them to be like, yeah, da da da. But maybe it cost a quarter.
Of course I do. I got a telecom guy in the OFC who could hook that up for you. No problem.
So I'm like, shout out mainstream. I'm gonna have to give me write me a joint that has a phone number in it and connect it to us. Like, come and say yes. Yes, my love this. So shout out to the geniuses in the industry that are just innovative and just know how to bring that heat and always bring it back to the dollar because we know that a lot of artists, it's hard to make money in the industry. So if you can figure out a way to capitalize and make the people come back and come back over and over again, then you've done something. So shout out to Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
In this time, though, I want to just take a couple of seconds to just introduce and bring in my sister, and my chargy colleague Shrouder, the owner of Kitaro Blooming Oils. I wanted to bring her in and have her talk to the people a little bit about what she does. Because in our culture, I find that because we have to put so much emphasis on our hair, a lot of us end up losing hours due to the mistreatment and not knowing how to care for our hair. And so our culture, we also wear hair pieces and braids. We put them in too tight. We put on wigs that got glue and all kinds of stuff, and our hairlines sometimes are struggling. So for the culture, we want to introduce Kali Shrouder. Kali, can you tell us a little bit about what you do with Kitaro Blooming Oils and what that is?
Okay, so Kitaro Blooming Oils is an all-natural formula that I developed about 4 years ago. It's a combination of four essential oils infused with vitamin E and fenugreek. The reason I formatted it like that is because as women, we like to be versatile in our hairdos, and sometimes in maintenance, we pull, we tug, we break the hair shaft, and we need to restore it. So the fenugreek that's in the product, along with the essential oils, provides regrowth with androgenetic alopecia. traction alopecia, thickening regrowth of bald spots, moisture, clarity in the scalp for scalp psoriasis, excessive dandruff and buildup. It allows the scalp to be cleared out so that there's circulation. There's peppermint oil inside, so it stimulates the blood vessels, providing more stimulation so that the follicle can thicken, so that you feel the tingle when you apply the oils to your scalp. You know that it's nourishment. You know that it's medicated. Yeah, and pretty much anything that I come up with on my line in the future will be directed towards that, because your hair is your crown. And a lot of people lose confidence and self-esteem when their hair is not looking exactly how it should be or they feel it should be. If it lacks luster, if it's lacking, I notice a lot of people struggle with thickness. Fenugreek will bring that. Peppermint oil will bring that. Rosemary will bring that. Eucalyptus will condition your hair. Tea tree, very healing, very essential for the hair. So I try to infuse all my products with different elements like vitamin E, et cetera, because that's the key goal with Kitaro.
And the product that you're saying, can you say it again? The what is it?
Fenugreek.
What is that?
Fenugreek is actually an herb
okay.
that can be ingested through tea. It aids in lactation for breastfeeding moms.
Okay.
If you have like severe hair loss from like, let's say you had a surgery or like postpartum hair loss due to giving birth to your baby, this will thicken it. Mm-hmm. This will cause regrowth like nobody's business. Sometimes it will reverse grays.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Fenugreek is known.
I'm going to throw it out there. So I as a guy, and it's in my genes that I'm destined to be bald.
For right? sure.
Destined. It's like all my uncles and my dad. It's just
for sure. You're doing pretty good, though.
No, I know.
In comparison from the age for the rest of our uncles slash fathers?
No, but it's happening, though. I feel it. I know it. It's wild in these streets. I got the locks tied up. You know, it's just it keeps it hidden. No, that's what it is. But
actually, he's building it up. Mm-hmm. You're building the stress on your hair right now with that ponytail.
Really?
I promise you.
You see, learn different things.
Because the weight of your locks should be distributed downwards.
Oh, you see, I thought when if I held it up. When you start to pull,
tension, chafing. It's messing with your locks.
Wow, you see, learning something new every day. Because I figured just keeping it up with like it just supports itself up on the top of my head and there's no pull. Okay. I figured just it hanging down is like it's pulling and straining and making the locks even thinner.
So this is what I would urge you to do.
Please.
If you're going to put the oils in your hair, I would advise that you put them at the top of your day, like right after a shower,
okay,
so that your scalp and your pores are open,
right,
and that way the oils are received better,
okay,
opposed to putting them in your hair at night, because what's going to happen is your head wrap or your pillowcase is going to absorb what you need for your nourishment. So what you do is always a rule of thumb, be careful of what you ingest in your body, because that can also diminish your hair's health. Vitamins, oral, biotin, B12, drink fenugreek. It's fine. Topical. Yes, that's half the journey, but internal is just as important.
Right.
What I would say is try to have things that are lined with silk or satin.
Okay.
If you're going to restrict your hair in some way, try and get a silk or satin band and pull it over your hair, along with your add moisture daily. You need water. Our hair needs water. Okay. Our hair needs oils. Our hair needs something cream-based to lock everything in.
I'm glad you said that about the water, though, because I remember when we were growing up and we used to get hair done, and our parents used to be like, when we want to wet our hair all the time in the bath, and they're like, well, you think you white? You ain't got white hair.
Thank you.
we were only supposed to wash it like once a week, and then come to find out when we learned about our ancestries and, and what works for us, come to find out we're supposed to actually put water in our hair a whole lot more often.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, sister, tell us, please, what are your handles and where people can find you, your product, and so that they can get the help that they need before summer comes in so that they can wear their hair?
Okay, so you can reach me at Kitaro Blooming Oils on Instagram. I also have my business card posted on the page when you go there, so you can contact me through phone or text. I offer deliveries, shipping internationally, as well as pickups. So if you contact me in my DMs, I can give you like full consultation. You tell me what your needs are, and I will work with you as best as I can.
Yes, thank you. One time for the culture. So that is the entertainment section, Gigi.
Ooh, all right. So now it's time to get motivated. Is it time to get motivated?
Yes.
It's motivation time.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate y'all. So my affirmation this week is change begins at the end of your comfort zone. Ooh. Mm. So if you're striving for something different in your life. So I think that kind of goes back to doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result being the definition of insanity. Mm-hmm. And so if you want change in your life, you have to do that extra step to come out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Change can be uncomfortable, but it is what you need to have to get to that next step. Mm-hmm. So,
sounds like you yesterday, right, sister? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of us.
I feel like that's the confirmation, no?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, the universe tells me what that motivation of the day is going to be, or the motivation of the week.
I think we actually are in tune that way.
I agree.
Guys, we're one people, one person. I just keep saying it.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I had seen too. They had said when you go through your spiritual awakening, a lot of people kind of have this image, you know, like the tampon commercials where they make it look like you're in fields and it's all wonderful and yes. Yeah. And they're like, so people think that when you're going through your spiritual awakening, it's just like kumbaya and high fives, everybody. But it's the veil.
Yeah.
That's removed.
Yeah.
It's the matrix that yeah. you're seeing.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. You're just like, oh, wait a minute.
And it's really like, oh. It's like, they don't know, but the veil is like, oh.
Yeah.
And behind it is like, mm-hmm. You know, people are like, oh my gosh, you know, what's going on with her? She's supposed to be in a good mood. No, bro, you don't understand this.
Yo, for our listeners, they're missing all the antics. You guys need to be watching us on YouTube, following us online, so you can see all the antics.
I think that was a perfect depiction of what it really is at the end of the day. Because like, that's the thing too, is it's a spiritual awakening. My life's gonna be great. It's like, oh, actually. This now the work starts.
Yes.
Now the work starts. You can get there one day.
Yes.
One day. It's coming. And some days you feel like it too. And you will give your virtual high fives all over. But change begins at the end of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So can I get a little black facts?
Black facts. Black facts, black facts. All the black facts loaded up.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, I'll tell you, we got to drop that. Anyways, sorry, guys.
So in this month's Black Facts, I'm focusing on Black inventors. So we discussed about, we had a lot of talk actually during our youth show about Black history, because February was Black history for some, but my history is all year.
Mm-hmm.
And we always focus on all the slavery, and it seems like our history only starts at that point in the ships on our way to the Americas. But we are so much more as a people. And so I wanted to highlight Black inventors. And today's highlight goes to Mary Van Britten Brown. In 1966, she co-invented the home security system. How did she do that? Well, Mary Van Britten Brown, she was a nurse, and she devised an early security unit for her own home. So her husband used to travel for work, and she spent many nights at home alone in Queens, and so she didn't necessarily feel safe. So what she did is she created a system where she used a camera that would slide into the peephole in her front door. Mm-hmm. So whenever someone came in, it'd slide into the peephole, it'd show up on her monitor, and she could decide whether or not that is a friendly or, you know, someone that she didn't necessarily want to open the door for. So she added other features along the way to the system, including a microphone to speak to anyone at the door, a button to unlock the door, and a button to contact the police.
Wow. Nice.
Yes. So her and her husband took out a patent, and it was granted in 1969. And so thanks to them, that's why we've seen the growth in home security systems.
Wow. At us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. So shout out to her for that innovation. And I want to say that, too, that she was a nurse, right? So a lot of times you think that inventors have to be these super scientific, biological knowledge, all these different things. She just she saw a need.
Fill the need.
I met it.
She filled the need.
Mm-hmm.
She patented it. Thanks to her and her husband, we have security systems.
Wow.
Right. Wow. And kudos for patenting it and not getting it stolen by people who keep stealing patents from melanated people.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Was that a politically correct way of saying that?
We don't really know that yet because there's so many of these companies now that actually use this patent, and I wonder if down the line, if she gets paid from all of them.
That's a good question.
When does the patent stop? This is almost like what I feel like about the blood of the genes of Henrietta Lacks. Mm. When they're talking about her family is suing right now, imagine how many billions of dollars was made testing people off the genomes of Henrietta Lacks. And last year they made $1 billion, $84 billion. This one made $70 billion. How much money of that money, because you used her genomes in order to do that, actually was sent back to her family?
Apparently not, because they're suing.
Yeah. Well, this is part of what I feel like about these patents. If we still using it today, they're supposed to be collecting residuals like movies.
But she didn't patent it then because they didn't know it was something to patent. From my understanding is that they didn't know they were using that. They didn't understand that they were using her genomes all this time.
Yeah, they never asked her.
They knew that her family.
Right. Okay. So you can't patent something you don't know someone's using, and like,
right.
So we not knowing that you're using our ancestors, our mother, our grandmother, whatever that points genomes. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm supposed to be suing you and having these monies.
Right. Well, you know what? This is one of the things their family was talking about is that one of the family relatives went to around a family member. I think there was a doctor or something like that, or a friend of the family, a business partner. And they were saying that they were using and experimenting with this new genome. Mm. And they were like, we are calling it the HeLa. And did not Henrietta Lacks the HeLa so that they wouldn't have to pay.
Wow.
But the HeLa genome is actually Henrietta Lacks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that. So that this is why they need to pay, because there's so many companies that have taken it and rebranded pretty much her DNA.
Yeah.
And her family needs to be compensated.
As they should. Yeah, they really should. So hopefully that works out from that perspective. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Pharaoh's favorite part of the show.
Oh.
Of the day.
Wow. Thanks.
Look, he gets immediately stiff. Like he gets, and he postures. He's like.
I wonder if I'm part of the cause of your sciatic
thing. Yeah, you know? Sciatic. Goddamn, Gina. Gina is the not so great.
I'm glad you got my back. All right, guys. What do you call an alligator detective?
An alligator detective. Say it,
Matthew, you got it?
Damn.
I don't know.
It's on the tip of your tongue?
Yes. An investigator.
Oh, yes.
I knew he was going to say that.
Good job, Kaya.
Right? Bomba fire.
I will not be taking any more of your kiss teats.
Yo,
today,
you know, okay? you're getting more, I got you.
Why do ducks have feathers? To cover their butt quacks.
These are cute dad jokes.
Yes, they are. I was told that Pharaoh does dad jokes all day, every day at home.
But mine are really good.
No, none of his family members. None of his family members feel that at all.
Hilarious.
And then you know what? I bet he's acting like this now, and then he goes back home and he's like, "Hey guys." What do you call an alligator detective?
No. Yeah.
Get out of here.
And my last one, why was the tomato red?
Oh, gosh.
Because he saw the salad dressing.
Oh, my gosh. All right. You know what I mean?
This is what I mean. I wish I had cricket sound effects.
No, you're not allowed.
I just want to play cricket.
You're not allowed. This is a family-friendly show. The children love it. Yeah. They'll come for my jokes of the day. Okay. You know, and I had to remove that. And then, Kaya, you told me. Someone was just like, what happened to the jokes?
Yeah.
You know what?
They're back.
My homegirl loves the dad jokes. She says her daughter loves it. Her daughter loves the dad jokes. But I have to say, recently, I've been struggling with the dad jokes.
Good.
I know you can do better, but I know the purpose.
These are not my jokes.
No, but I still, you can pick.
I'm like, me do better. I got your back,
but you know what? This last one made me turn my head. I was just like,
okay, but you like the alligator one, though.
No, that's because I got it right. That's why I like
so
this.
So did you like it?
Oh, my God.
No.
And the butt cracks was cute.
No, the butt cracks was funny.
I would have never gotten
it. But I know that the purpose of these bad ones are for pee, and I know.
I just, because I keep trying to think about them logically, and it keeps bothering me. I'm like, it's not logic. Stop trying to use logic. And then the answer comes, and it's exactly why I'm frustrated.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that comes to a close for our show. How did you guys find the show? We have a good crowd today, so I'd love to hear what our guests our thoughts were on the show and our host.
Yeah, Matthew, how was you?
What do you think? I think this is great. I think it's very entertaining.
Thanks.
A lot of good knowledge too.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, you spit fire today, so we have some of that.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, well, so this young brother is gonna be the reason why we're all rich. Yeah. Y'all take a good look at him now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we about to be next year, he's gonna guarantee that we got some money.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com. Thank you.